New research from the University of Technology Sydney and Macquarie University explores why diversity, equality and inclusion policies in the workforce just aren't working the way they should. While Australia is one of the most culturally diverse countries in the world, leadership positions usually remain held by white men. This leads employees from diverse backgrounds to feel unsafe to speak at work. To learn more, The Wire's Eduardo Jordan spoke with senior researcher in sociology, Dr. Selena McEwen, and professor of business and society, Carl Rhodes from UTS.
Dr. Selena McEwen, senior researcher at UTS Business School.
I'm Carl Rhodes, professor of business and society at UTS Business School.
The project was, so with Carl, Alison Pullen, and myself, and we looked at how organizations address diversity and gender in their organisations. We had funding from the Australian Research Council that enabled us to do a 3.5 years, I think it was, or 4 year project. And we went into 3 different organisations, like a really immersive process where we spent a lot of time with people at various levels of the organisation to see, you know, what it meant for them, these programmes, what it looked like.
According to the research, why are these DEI initiatives are failing to deliver equality?
This was obviously one of our key questions. And what we found is that it's not so much the question of inequality. It's the way diversity programs understand what equality is the problem. And it tends to be quite insipid at times, almost watered down version that's kind of easily digestible, that doesn't kind of deal with the full complexities of people's experience, that kind of puts a cookie cutter approach on, you know, applied to many different types of organizations and doesn't really deal with the real issues of power that are at stake. I mean, we live in a society that does have on an individual and a structural level racism, sexism, other forms of discrimination. This is a severe political problem, and diversity programs kind of don't engage adequately with this politics. I think many diversity practitioners do, but when it comes to organizations more generally and leaders and people in managers in organizations, really not kind of dealing with what is a distinctly political problem in a political way. So just not really political enough and not really dealing with the hard questions.
Diversity is in the workforce per se. So, you know, there's a lot of diversity within workers and all that, but not in leadership positions. What are some of the struggles of not bringing DEI initiatives on these levels, do you think?
Well, as you mentioned, Eduardo, the leadership tends to be in Australia fairly unrepresentative of the diversity in society in this country. So in a way, we weren't really looking at what the implications as such, not directly anyway, of having this lack of diversity. But we were looking at, I suppose, from the other end, what are some of the issues for people labelled as diverse who were looking for promotion, looking to access those positions. And inevitably, they were faced with many barriers. So unless they played the game according to the rules or took on, you know, those kinds of practices that were dominant from the existing leadership team, they were just unable to access these positions.
Now, one of the problems you tackle in the research is that the DEI has become a corporate product. Could you please expand more on this?
This was one of the things that there seems a kind of commodified view of diversity, the standard packages of training programs and consultants, and there are awards and organizations seem to be doing the right thing. Organizations always wanting to portray their efforts very positively, when in fact dealing with diversity is about dealing with some very difficult topics. And, you know, you see these images of people with different color skin holding hands and eating food from different nations. And this is all about kind of harmony, but it's not actually tackling what are the real political problems. I mean, if you look at kind of what's happening in Australia today, you have the terrible things, events in Bondi, race related. You've got young men learning about masculinity from Andrew Tate. These are the issues.
What are some possible solutions so diversity goes into leadership positions according to the research?
You know, there's no easy answer, I suppose, because this is all about power and challenging positions of power. So it's not a comfortable fix. It's not an easy thing to do. It requires working together across the organizations to understand the specificity of the organization, to understand, you know, who's in what position, you know, in organization, to better understand what needs to happen in order to address the particular challenges.
Dr. Selena McEwen from the University of Technology, Sydney, ending the story by The Way's Eduardo Jordan.